been a minute. It's Noah, and it's the No Fronts podcast. What the fuck? I feel like this is the first episode in a minute where I didn't have a guest. A lot of catching up. Sounds so dramatic. A lot of catching up. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna talk about. I'll tell you what I'm not gonna talk about. I'm not gonna talk about what's going on in the world right now. Not because it's not important. I mean, it's fucking important. But I don't know. I feel like right now, like the last thing, like I want to give people some sort of relief from that, you know? And I probably myself, I'm sure, need to talk about it. I'm sure we all do. But I think right now I can take a night off and catch you guys up. So, you know, before last time I did this, I think, man, the last time I did it solo, I think, I don't even know what was going on. So currently, I've become a woman. Just kidding. Currently, a lot of crazy shit. I still have the marketing agency. I started a supplement brand. And if you follow my Instagram account, just pretend like you're at a commercial, because I'm sure you're sick of hearing what I'm up to. But, you know, I think it's kind of important to check in. That's what this is about for me, and just the real shit, you know? So I've had only two, I don't even think I should talk about it, because it's going to like, but I've only had two bad reviews on Apple Podcasts. And one of them was like, he's like, I mean, if you're into a vlog and just like nothing important, then I guess it's a good show, like something along those lines. Yeah, this is my show. I talk about what's going on with me. I have people on. But the thing I don't do is I don't bullshit. And maybe it is like a vlog, but a lot of people are actually interested, believe it or not. Trust me, Mr. whoever you are, like Matt 6278, whatever the name. I don't understand why people like this No Front so much. But I'll tell you, out of all of the things I do, the content, the YouTube, I've kind of lacked on that. But just like everything I've done, this podcast gets, without a doubt, the most across the board listens and streams and reach. And it's crazy because I don't know. I just think it's weird. So I, you know, I've gotten that review, and you know what, this kind of is what's going on with me. And then someone said also the other one, which was funny actually. And I'll never forget, his name's like G Dog West something. And I think it's someone I know from my past, actually, to be honest. I think it's some punk. Sorry. I think I have pop. Have you guys ever had popcorn? You know when you get the popcorn kernel on the roof of your mouth? And you can do anything. You could grab like a, like sandpaper, and it wouldn't work. Like nothing. You just can't. It's in that one spot. And I can say I'm going to stop doing it, but it's so hard. But anyways, so there's this G West 6 whatever. He said something like, if you like really cliche one line or really cliche motivational like one liners or something like that, or copied like something. And I'm just like, bro, I don't know if I've ever done that on a podcast. I mean, you know what? My memory sucks. So like, I can't even remember. Like some of you guys know, you know, if when I'm doing an Instagram live and someone will ask me something, I'll say, it reminds me of, and I blank because I just can't remember. So anyways, that was his, he's like, just a cliche one-liner, like something. I'm just like, this is so funny. But the truth is, I wasn't mad that I got the bad review. I didn't give a fuck about what he said. I was mad that it wasn't 5 stars. I was like, I had a, this motherfucking, anyways. So I've got this wellness brand, the marketing, my personal brand. I just, God. So I spent all this time building this, this kind of like audio experience. It's called a 30-day reset, and it's supposed to like, and it will, because it's basically every day there's a different sort of routine, and then throughout the 30 days they're like, they all repeat most of it because it's about consistency, right? So it's like certain things you do every day, and then there's some mindset in it. And I know that if people do it consecutively, right, they have, like, you do it 5 days in a row, it's not going to do anything if you miss 6, right? So it's designed to do it every day. And if you skip a day, then it's start over. There's a whole reason why. Besides driving you crazy. But no, that's not really it. So I first time I've ever launched like a personal brand digital product. And like ever. Like, I sold some merch on Social Authentic Media a few times. But like, this is like a personal brand digital product you download. By the way, it's $1. I'm doing this. The dollar is about your commitment. It's right. Like, I'm not fucking bankrolling off $1 from each person. So, you never know. I mean, listen, wouldn't that be funny if like next week I was like, I got rich off $1, bitch. No. So I went to launch it today, and of course, literally it's like, it's dialed in. Like, I'm happy. I'm content. I had a partnership actually originally with this personal brand, and we broke it. We killed the contract. So one of the guys, anyways, it finally got built out and it was posted up. And I had a video to advertise, you know, just like talking about it. And it's all good. Everything's good. And fucking, we post the video and everyone's like commenting, like, thank you, you know, excited. And then I start getting these comments that I press submit and it doesn't work. It's literally like you go and you do the checkout and all the whole deal. And when you press submit, it just doesn't work. So there's that. And that is how it rolled today. And I got people, I even had people who've never even emailed me asking me today when it's going to be ready. So support was ClickFunnels, and I don't generally deal with support, and I had to, and they didn't get back to me. And ClickFunnels was supposed to email me. They're supposed to like email me the response to my chat thing. They didn't, but then I opened my computer hours later and like they had responded to the chat. So I don't know what the deal is, but I hope it's back up. I hope you guys like it. So personal brand, launch this thing, have this supplement, and also just, so we have, my partner and I now have I don't even know how you word it. We have a new partnership deal with somebody who is going to, I don't want to say too much, but he's going to really, I think, make juicy, global and like I don't want to say too much. So we have that going on. We had our first partner meeting today. Zoom went well. And then there's like the whole other side of everything, right? Like I've got a design project that I'm doing with someone who I used to do years ago, worked for, and then did collabs with, and we're doing something again, and whatever, and it's cool, and I fucking love the guy so much, and sometimes I fucking hate him, and the end of the day, out of like the big picture of all big pictures, is this person saved my life, and not always takes precedence in situations. I try and, especially in situations like this, it's like, have you ever felt like you're almost too close to someone? They're not family, but they're that close. And so you kind of hate them like you hate family, like that kind of, you know, but on a professional tip, you can't. So that's sort of the deal. That's what's going on with that. And I don't know. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to see where it flies. And, you know, just keep doing what I'm doing. I feel like one thing I want to get out and move out of Los Angeles, which is going to fucking trip up some things, but not really, because everything I do almost is from, is sort of remote, which is the beauty. God, talk about the remote life, having that up, and not like the remote life, like Wi-Fi money, cheese dick kind of like thing. I'm not trying to, you know, but like just being able to like work from anywhere, you know, it's cool. It's cool. And you know, I think one of the things that's been on my mind the most is like, and the fragrance, but here's the thing, I'll be honest, I have all these things that feed my soul, and you guys are probably going to hit, some of you have done, probably been through this too, I imagine, and sometimes, like, it feeds my soul, it's feeding my soul, and then, you know what, sometimes it's like my soul's starving and I need even more, and I need it now. And if I don't get it, I'm a monster. And right now it's like, I do so much, right? I do so much. I have so much going on and I'm staying on top of it all. That's the one reason why I justify starting other things, but really that's what's, you know, here's the thing. It's my fucking life and I'm pretty God darn it. I want to say, damn, I can say, damn, I can say God, I can say whatever the fuck I want. God damn. I can do what I want and it's my life. But when you get, I've become very self-aware, and it's a blessing and a curse sometimes. Sometimes it's the greatest thing in the world because you can really, it makes it easier to make decisions, right? I make decisions based on me and experience and knowing what I like, what I don't like, right? So sometimes it's really good. Then other times it's, I know what is fucking cutting me inside and not feeding me. And if I don't choose to change it, it's on me, right? And so when you know that shit, right? I'm not like, I wonder what it is. I know what's going on with me all the time at this point. I've done enough of that, like, of that work, that writing, that, you know, that real shit. And I grew up in Los Angeles. I'm born and raised here. It's a fucking dope city. It's also toxic and fucking just disgusting. And values are less than fucking appealing. I want to live on the country and shoot guns and, like, you know, ride motorcycles and fucking collect classic cars and fucking do shit and have my own barn that, but inside it's like a fucking, it's like Tony Stark's lair, you know, like in the middle of no, like I want that and I'm going to have it. But I want to nap. Like I want to get out of Los Angeles for a while. I guess I lived in London for Mayfair's, you know, 5 months at a time doing a movie before my old life, I'm going to call it that, you know, but like, I haven't lived outside for that long and I haven't like fully, you know, like made that commitment to move out. And I want to go to Idaho, I think too. That's where I've been thinking about going. There's people important to me there. I don't know. I don't think at this point it really matters if I leave or not. And you know, here's the other thing, like geographicals, like moving because of thinking it's going to make you like all right, that ain't the move either. So I'm not moving to fill something, right? I'm moving because I want to fucking like get the fuck out of Dodge and leave this city for a bit because it's just, it ain't the business. I want to like shoot guns and do that and like have my own, you know, like, I'm not going to say live off the land, but like, you know, I want to get dirty with nature and still build and build all these things I'm building, but I don't need to be here. So like that's kind of what's going on. I think that, you know, I am taking in a lot of consideration, all of the messages I get, and I get a lot throughout, you know, different social media platforms, and I'll tell you guys what I'm seeing a lot of. Fear. Delusion. And laziness. I'm seeing people scared to start anything. I'm seeing people using the excuse that they don't have what they need to start, whatever it is, but they're just lazy. And delusion that this certain thing that they just started is going to make them rich because someone on the internet told them it would. Like, I'm seeing a lot. That's what I'm seeing right now. That's scary. I think right now more than ever, we people, humans, younger people, people who want to succeed in their life, people who have goals, like right now, I'm serious. It's time to like, you got to tap into your energy. There's a lot of darkness and following the sheep right now ain't the move. And this is the time, I'm telling you, like with all of this stuff, the universe is taking out people right now. I'm not saying like on an alien tip, although there's been some crazy revelations on that, but the universe is really removed. Like there's energy and people are getting removed, and I don't think it's like for no reason. And I think that, you got to get mentally strong, got to be spiritually strong, got to get self-aware right now and really focus on joy. Like what brings you joy? What fills you? And connection with people. And I think that right now is more important than ever. I think for artists, it's important to connect because I think creatives are going to have a hard time and myself included, having a hard time with not connecting, because that's part of creation is connection and where we, myself at least, get my mojo, my magic when I'm doing, you know, some of the stuff that I do that I'm really creative and like a mad scientist. But I get that from connection. Without connection, it's hard, and it's hard to connect right now. So I think for everybody, this is the time to wake the fuck up. And if you don't, you'll see. And I'm not saying that like to like bring you down or scare you, but maybe I am, because you kind of need to be shook up a little, because I'm telling you right now, I'm pretty intuitive. Right now is the time to get straight, right, and spiritually like clear. Whatever that means to you, but we're not the only ones out there, and we're in like, it's a big world, and there's energy. And if you don't believe that energy affects us, then that's okay. But you're gonna get hit hard by something. And I don't mean like a fucking asteroid. That would be kind of crazy. But that could happen. I'm not counting it out. Mark my words. But I'm just saying, like, anything, right? And it's, you know, this has been written in so many books, in so many spiritualities, in so many religions, and Aztecs, and like, it's time to get really sharp and clear and self-aware. That's all I'm saying. And I think that like the people that are doing that are going to really elevate, and crazy change is happening, and it's gonna happen, and change is good as long as it's it's hard when you're not ready. That's all I'm going to say, you know, but the only way for us as humanity to grow, and I didn't mean to get all deep about this, but the only way for humanity to really grow is change, and evolution must happen. And I think that's why all these bigots and racists are finally getting put on blast. And I know it's not enough, and it's far from every, you know, one, and there's so much growth to go with all of it, and with the fucking bigots and racists in this country. But I think that things are getting cleansed, and I think people are getting their karma, and I think that the world's shifting, and I think, you know, get ready to be strong, or because only the strong are gonna survive. I believe that. I miss doing this. I miss it. Fuck. I want to tell you that I'm going to be consistent with it. But I don't want to like say it and then not do it. But I do miss it. I think that part of me was like trying to get guests. But then I found out people told me that, not that it really matters, but you know, people that listen to this have said they like it better when it's just me. So, with everything going on, I might not have the best, like, I might not have time to plan out the topic, but maybe I'll keep doing this more. And maybe I'll do one that's just 5 minutes one day. That's just a quick thing, you know. I am going to start one day, just the tip, daily tips, but, you know, I got a lot on my plate right now. So I'm glad that I did this. I want to let you guys all know that like the support that I still get, it means the world. All of you, the people that write me messages that are just beautiful and tell me, you know, that I've helped them or something. I'm still like, really? I don't do it for that, but it feels good hearing it. So I think I'm in a weird place, but like a good place. I'm fucking raw, and I like that. That's usually when growth happens, and I'm ready to grow even more. So, this is the No Fronts podcast. I started this show 2 years ago. I had nothing. No money. No home. No real purpose. And I set out to do a bunch of things, and I fucking did them. It's crazy. And I'm still doing them. I got so much further to go. By no means am I like, you know, but I'm glad I've done it all. And I ain't going nowhere. Thank you guys for being a part of this with me. It's been one of the greatest experiences of my life. I'll see you later. And if you guys want to connect with me, by the way, Noah, NOAHJ, Sloan, Sloane. So at Noah J. Sloane. That's my personal brand. I don't think I talked about that on here yet because it's still such a new kind of thing. My personal brand. It sounds corny, but hit me up. All right. I'll see you guys on the next one. Peace. It's the No Fronts Podcast. Listen, none of you guys are going to know who I sound like right now. Because you probably, I don't know. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. I sound just like him. And he used to be a friend of mine. So, like, I know what he did and shit and how he did it and whatever. So, it's season 2, episode 8, the No Fronts Podcast. And if you guys can guess who I sound like right now, I'll be tripping, bro. All right. It's the No Fronts Podcast. Let's see if you guys can guess who that sounds like. It's just me. It's a raw show. Real. No bullshit. Old school. Check in. Talking about a lot of different things. I think interesting. I think things that'll probably help you in your life. Maybe not. Season 2, episode 8. All right.